views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been traveling around the globe and meeting some really cool people along the way, some really smart people, real powerful energy movers. And it is a pleasure to share their information with you, and also to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. Today I have Sharan Sirdar on the show with me. Sharan and I have been working together for probably about 3 years now, and always enjoy Sharan and her beautiful voice. Sharan's beautiful inside and out. And she is a geneticist by academic training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics, and she worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases, and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, and perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan leads the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on the Hidden Science TV show and also for the upcoming movie Punk Science. She is also an author of a book which you can find at hebathehoop.com, and she has a huge passion to create animated videos to explain in a simple way concepts such as epigenetics. And you can find those on YouTube channels. Sharan, are you there?
I am. Hi. Feels like it's been ages.
I know. Well, it's been about the last time since we spoke was probably on the radio show.
Yes.
Because you and I have both been extremely busy. And you know, the thing is like, I know you've been super busy, and you were telling me that you have a telesummit that you're going to be on in the coming month. And who's going to be on with you?
Bruce Lipton and Lynn McTaggart. I think Roland McCready as well. So that's exciting. It's all these people that I looked up to, and at one point was, you know, listening to them. I still do. So it's a big privilege for me to actually be on there.
Oh, yeah. It's so exciting to hear that. And just for our listeners listening in right now, we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in. Sharan and I are here to shift energy for you. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about ancestry and epigenetics and what that really means. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. So, Sharon, like I have you on here kind of every 5-6 weeks, and it's awesome to do that. But I just, for people who haven't heard you before, just could you give us just a brief description what epigenetics is and what it is that you do?
Yes, sure. So we have genetics, which is the way that we have been thinking in the past, and that is that our genes control our biology. And, you know, so if you're born with something, then that's it. That's what you'll have, and your parents had it, and you'll have it, and so on and so forth. So it's almost like that mentality of, you know, I can't change it. Well, actually, that's what it is. It's not almost, it is. And the epigenetics is looking at the way that other things influence our genes. It's really the beliefs, perceptions, the emotions that impact our thoughts and feelings, that impact the way that our genes are then expressed. And really, ultimately, it boils down to love or fear. And, you know, it's from love or fear that we can then have the particular emotions emerging. And if we can start to clear things that come up, and it's almost like, you know, the things that do come up are actually gifts for us. The emotions that show up, because those emotions are just energy, and energy is giving us a message as to what we're holding on that's influencing our genes. So if we can listen to that, so, you know, someone calls in and they say, well, you know, I've got this and this and this, and you say, okay, well, that's a message from your body, and what a gift. And so listening to that message, we can then go in and clear the energy to allow for that DNA to then be expressed positively, because we're holding all this energy around the genes, the DNA, and it's just influencing the way that those genes are read, because every gene can be read 30,000 different ways and not just the one way. And so that in itself tells us that we have umpteen millions of possibilities as to how we can show up. So it's amazing.
It is amazing when you think about all the possibilities, and you think about, you know, the human being, like what a miracle we really are. Mm-hmm. That everything usually generally lines up so perfectly, and there's so many variables, you know, in the mix there. Yeah. You know, when you think about, you know, we think about, you know, when we have a baby, that's just kind of like a regular everyday thing. But in many ways, it's a regular everyday miracle, you know.
Yes, it is. And from the beginning.
Yeah, like to have all the cells in perfect alignment and, you know, moving towards that. So in epigenetics, what you've discovered is that the emotions and the thoughts actually do have a major effect on a person's, you know, health, and also, yeah. You know, and it's what's really interesting, because, you know, the work that I do is, you know, takes into consideration, you know, all the energetic weaknesses that are possible out there. And, you know, when you start taking into consideration that the human being is actually a conscious being that is in a human body. And when you start taking into effect, like, not just the DNA and the genetics, but also the psychic energies and the, you know, everything else that's, that, you know, all the other factors that can be involved, it's really interesting to see what all of those different things can have an effect on the human body. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest today, Sharon Sirdar. And when we return, we do have a caller, which we will take that call right away, and we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 to make some more shift happen.
I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stamos is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Wisdom Conference, the Wisdom Book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
One solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner right there.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, epigeneticist Sharan Sirdar. Sharan, before we take the callers, because we've got a few callers here, you wanted to talk just a little bit about frequency.
And, I did.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us about that, because I know it's a new dynamic in your work.
It is. Last year, I went to listen to a Russian scientist called Peter Gorev, if I say his name right, but he was doing a lot of work with taking frequencies of normal individuals and playing it to, and this is just a broad way that I'm explaining it, not, you know, specific. So to people who had genetic disorders or, you know, wanting something shifting in their body, and they would listen to this frequency, and as they listened, the symptoms disappeared. And so
wow.
This made me think that there's got to be a way for you know, this to be done with my clients. And so obviously I haven't done any studies to sort of say that this is what's happening, but it's just my own experience that I'm talking about and the ones that my clients are having. And that is just basically to allow for that. I tune into them and allow that frequency to come through and I record it. And so I record that and I send it to them and then they can listen to it. And so what it is, it's really their soul vibration that they have, that they can always have to listen to allow for the body to almost that entrainment that happens for it to come back to that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And it's, it really is, wonderful, because as I'm doing the frequencies, I can feel how the energy is moving and I know when it's complete, and it's wonderful. And so that's just a new facet of the work that I've been doing.
That's really beautiful. Called, yeah. What's it
yeah,
called?
It's called wave genetics.
Wow. That's really, really cool. You know, a few weeks ago, I had Michael Heisen on mm-hmm. the show here, and he spoke about, you know, he works with dolphins mm-hmm. and with pregnant women and dolphins. And, you know, dolphins work with sonar frequencies also.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so what they discovered is that babies who, not even necessarily born with dolphins, but that whose mothers have been exposed to the dolphins throughout the pregnancy, that that those babies are born with a much higher IQ and simple easy birth. And what's really interesting is some of them even have a pretty good radar for where the dolphins are in the water.
I love
that. Yeah, you know, and at a very very young age, you know, under the age of 2, can say, "Mommy, the dolphins are over there," and they will be. Yeah. And so it's been really interesting because it's talking about and the way that dolphins do work with people is also through frequency. So I find that mm-hmm. so beautiful that, you know, that if you can pull that energy in, I mean, everybody, and this is what I love about my radio show, is that I have been blessed to be working with some of the, who I consider some of the strongest energetic practitioners that we can access right now in this world. And I feel that, you know, everyone that I work with, I have different people on the show every week. Every single person is a genius in their own right. And mm-hmm. the people that call in to have energetic shifts are also participating in the energetic shifting. And so mm-hmm. the combination between my energy and the other practitioner's energy and the people who call in, every time the radio show is something special, there's always different you know, topics brought up and different energetic shifts that happen. And I love it. It's so fascinating because I can see like the brilliance of all these practitioners and then, you know, working with them and seeing how that all combines. And that's mm-hmm. what I've discovered over the years, is sharing this information with people, is that we all have these special gifts and everybody is special in their own right. And everybody is also connected to the whole. So we have this beautiful way of bringing out our own energy and using that to shift energy for ourselves and for other people. And I think it's absolutely, this is beautiful what you're doing. It feels so strong. It feels like a total expression of yourself also. You know,
and I'm sitting here nodding my head going yes to everything you said.
Yeah. Before we take the first caller, I'm just going to get you to share your contact information so that we don't forget to do that.
It's www.charansurdha.com, and that's charansurdha.com. And of course, my YouTube video is on youtube.com/charansurdha. I have free audios on my site that people can have if they sign in, you know, just to get those audios, which is explaining how to unlock, unleash the expression of the power of your DNA. So,
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, we've had Julie patiently waiting. She's calling from Ottawa, so we'll take that first call. If you want to call in, you can reach me at 1-800-930-2819. All right, Julie, are you there?
Hi again, Colette, and hi, Sharon.
Hi.
I have a long-standing pattern I'd love to shift.
Okay,
if I can,
and what is
get
that?
Your help. It's around creative process and deadlines and performance anxiety. I get to a state where I feel like if there's a deadline about something I kind of care about, I go into like adrenaline overdrive. Like I don't, I kind of get into sort of a state of panic where I can't, it's like hard for me to focus and I have all these ideas and
I almost need to miss the deadline in order to make it.
As
you're voicing these concerns? It's really interesting because on the break, Sharon and I were talking about, you know, or before we started the radio show, we were talking about, you know, I was writing a book for 2.5 years and I was working a lot of hours because like if there was ever a spare moment other than, you know, if I wasn't teaching a seminar or doing sessions or traveling or whatever, I was working on this book. And now that the book is written and it's kind of in this stage where it's just, you know, it came out actually yesterday in print on Amazon, yay. And I found that I feel like I'm so lazy. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm not really doing very much. And I said to Sharon, and then when I start writing down everything that I've done in one day, it's like a lot. And it's a story that I tell, like that I found I was telling myself that, you know, when you get used to working in a certain way, when you get used to working and telling yourself a story about, you know, about your day and about the daily routine and about the way the work goes, this is what I'm finding with you, is that you're catching yourself in this story. And the whole time you were speaking about how you don't have focus and you get anxiety and all of that, that actually everything you said tested weak energetically. And when I say tested weak energetically, what I meant is that your energy is not in alignment with what your statement is. And your statement is that you get upset and get anxiety whenever there's a deadline or something important. And I'm actually perceiving that you have reverse polarity here on this, and that you actually get more stressed out at the thought of not having that stress. And so I'm just working on that. Sharon, what are you picking up?
Lots. There's self-abuse I picked up, which is not physical self-abuse, but mental, you know, beating yourself up. Mm-hmm. And that was inherited and impacting your ovaries, which is not a physical thing, but the energies of the ovaries, the energy of the ovaries. And in other words, it's like the creation not being possible. So you beat yourself up every time you want to create. And so that's, I've just released that for you. And it's also stuck in the fascia, which is the, you know, the dimension between the physical and the non-physical. And so I'm just looking at that right now for you.
Awesome. And, you know, we do need to go for a quick break here. Julie, if you hang on over the break, Sharon and I'll work on you and we'll check in with you how you're feeling about this when we come back after the break. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Feel free to call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win?
Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I also have Julie on the phone. Julie, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Sharan and I were working on this, and I know last week you called in. I think it was last week you called in with when Phil was on. Was that you?
Yes.
Okay, so did you perceive a shift after that?
Not fully. I think I almost I got an invitation to send something to a friend of mine who's a you know, a poet that, I think maybe the shift was I just decided to blast through my blogs.
Yeah, there you go, because what Sharon was picking up is that what was left is that, do you want to explain it to her, Sharon?
Yeah, it was the fascia. Like I said, the fascia is kind of the middleman, if you want to call it that, between the physical and...
Hello?
The non-fascia with you.
Hello?
Hello? Whoops. Are you there, Sharon?
Hi. I didn't hear Sharon for a second.
Yeah, no, we just kind of lost her for a second there. But Sharon, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, there. Okay, can you just repeat yourself? Because we somehow lost you there.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think it was to do with Radioland. It was just like you were shifting energy and there was just kind of like a glitch in what you were saying. So
I was. That's exactly what I was thinking, because I said the fascia is like the in-between between the non-physical and the physical, and that's probably when I went out.
Yeah, like I think Sharon checked out there for a second. In I call that like when you go into the zone and you're really shifting energy, it sometimes... You kind of, I don't know, it's like the person's energy just disappears for a second. So that's what I was perceiving happen there. So, go ahead and explain to her.
Yeah, I was just going to say there's grief from about 12 that was impacting that. So release that. Was that an important age for you?
Yeah, it was. I felt like I could finally let go of what people were thinking to some degree, or worries about what people were thinking about me. I felt like I kind of came into my own, because I think I just sort of felt kind of weak in school before then. So,
okay, awesome. So, you know, what Sharon is saying is that the story of this was still embedded in the connective tissue of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what she was releasing. Is just to allow that to leave, you know, because we hold our emotions and, you know, our thoughts in our physical body. And so sometimes it'll manifest as like, pain in the body.
That's different, or something like you can't move forward.
Yeah. And then sometimes it'll manifest more like, your ability to function on the third dimensional plane, basically, like that kind of physical environment. So we just want to really strengthen that for you, that with every thought that you have around this, every thought you have around deadlines. And it's kind of like when I say deadlines, it's actually coming up dead line, a flat line.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you run out of time and that you won't have any more time left to get the stuff that you want to get done. So we just strengthen you to that, the expansion of all time and energy and the efficiency of your time. That's what I was picking up. And any last words for Julie? Sharon?
It was some energy around the sacral chakra for the same time period in your life as well. So, you know, that's about creation and creativity. And so...
Julie, were you, was that around the time that you got your first period?
It was, actually, and I think I was terrified.
Yeah, because what's coming up, there's a lot of energy coming up right now, and I just wanted to, kind of shift that for anyone, any mums out there who have daughters and, any people listening out there that may have a similar issue around this is like it's coming up, having your first period, becoming a woman. And so we just want to strengthen that for you and, you know, using you as a baseline for everyone else out there listening right now, just strengthening that, any misinformation or misinterpretation of information around, women's menstruation and, the curse and all of that. So we're just going to strengthen you to all that information around that. And then becoming a woman, 100% in the physical body, we just strengthen you to that, and functioning as a woman in the physical body. So not feeling out of place in your own skin is what's coming up. And so, the uncomfortableness of that. So just strengthen that for you. So where are you at now, Julie?
I feel calm, and I think some of that adrenaline high I was on has kind of calmed down a little.
Yeah, so. That adrenaline high is not really beneficial for maintaining a long time. Like, you know, some people motivate themselves through drama. Like creating a drama, like, oh my God, I got to get it done. If it's not, like making it kind of a life and death crisis thing. That's what was picking up with that deadline. When you have a deadline, it creates a situation where you put a lot of drama into, like, if I don't get this done, then it'll never get done before I die kind of energy. It's coming up from, you know, that kind of energy. So we just strengthen you to that. Any lifetimes that you've ever, you know, had or you know, if you don't believe in past life, just any, you know, situations that you've had, different things that have happened to you throughout your life, that where things didn't go 100% the way that you think that they're going to go, just strengthen that for everybody, that if it doesn't go the way that you think it's supposed to go, we just strengthen that for everybody, that it just goes better than you thought was even possible. And like, because people have a tendency to get a little bit stressed out at the thought of change that they can't control. And so that's what was coming up with this. And, you know, when we first get our period, and when we first start menstruating, that's basically out of our control. That's a bodily function that happens, and then we learn to, you know, live with it and use it in a powerful way if we're taught that. And so we just strengthen that. And thank you for calling in. We do have another caller who's been waiting patiently here. We have Barbara from Edmonton, Alberta in Canada. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Colette. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, how are you? How's Edmonton?
I'm good.
Good. I haven't been to Edmonton for a long time.
Pardon me?
I think I flew through there last year. The airport's awesome there now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
They did a lot of extra work on that airport. What can Sharon and I do for you today?
I wanted my mother shifted. She has polymyalgia rheumatica.
Okay.
And also osteoarthritis.
Okay, so just explain to us how that's affecting. What is that doing to her?
So she's in a lot of pain. This has been going on it's over a year and a half. So now she is on medication, which she doesn't like taking. But as soon as they start lowering her dosage, then the pain comes back. And
does she ever describe what the pain feels like?
It just hurts to even touch her.
Okay. All right.
And lifting anything, it's like for cooking or anything, she doesn't have the strength to do that, and she's just sore all the time.
Okay.
So now her pain is managed.
What is the age of your mom?
81.
Okay. Yeah, because her age is coming up weak is right away what I picked up. When you get in touch with your mom right now and you think about her energy, 0 being neutral and 10 being like, oh, it's really, really bad, where would you place her on that scale right now when you think about her?
For the pain?
Mm-hmm.
I would say an 8.
Okay. Cool. We have to take another quick break here. And when we come back, if you hold on, when we come back, Sharon and I'll work on this on the break. And then we'll come back after the break and see if that has shifted for you. I'm picking up a lot of stuff around her age, actually, right now, and about her not wanting to cook. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I'm thrilled to connect with all of you, and I'm happy to say that my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, is now out on Amazon, not just an ebook, but also, as of yesterday, out in print. It's also available on lulu.com publishing, and also available directly from my website. There's a link there. And, this book is a book that I've been writing for the last 2.5 years and got it out in the last 3 months here. And so I'm really happy to say that that's out. And when we get back, Sharon and I are going to work on this issue with Barbara's mom, and we will be right back.
feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit AccessPossibilitySchool.com. That's AccessPossibilitySchool.com.
Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. In your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
I'm just a simple girl in a high-tech digital world. Really trying to understand and all the miles.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and I have my guest today, Sharan Sirdar, on The Truth Is Funny. And we have Barbara from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, on the phone. And we were talking before the break about she had called in because her mother has been experiencing debilitating pain for the last year and a half. Sharan, go for it. What are you picking up here?
What happened to her when she was around 7? Because I'm picking up a lot of grief around that, and that caused energetically the lungs to hold on to a lot of grief.
I'm not even sure what happened, but she did actually have lung cancer at one point.
Oh, okay. And what age was that at?
70.
Isn't that interesting, you know?
It's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And like, because what so when she was 70, what was going on in her life?
My niece, a year prior, was diagnosed with leukemia, and she was going through treatment at that time, year prior.
And is that your sister's daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's coming up down the maternal line, so we're just going to clear that kind of energy, like the grief. This is... the grief is like that Sharan's talking about, sitting in the lungs. And also, right. I was picking up like your mom has a weakness to her age. And so turning 80 really weakened her. Right. And this is really common. A lot of times if people move from one decade to the next decade, they go kind of like, instead of turning 80, she turned like 89 and got really old really fast.
Right.
Is your mom still with your dad?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so they're together and he's still alive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's doing really well.
And how old is he?
He's 83.
Okay.
But I know she's worried because both of his parents passed away when they were 83. And
because there's this energy coming in around this of that she has a fear of losing him. And so, as Sharon, in lucky day today that Sharon, we have an epigeneticist on here. I can tell you that, just because the parents died at 83 doesn't mean that, that's a death.
That's going to be the case.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And so a lot of times when they're, when I pick up an energetic weakness around age, this is what it is. This is what's weakening your mom right now. And also, your mom has a weakness to cooking. Like, was she stayed?
She had kids in our family, so she did a lot of cooking.
I'm getting that she has been cooking since she was five.
Yes, she had two brothers. She never had a sister either, so she took care of her brothers too.
Yeah.
And then my dad doesn't
cook. That
woman
is tired of cooking. So.
You got that right.
And it's making me laugh because I'm thinking, like, if by the time I'm 81, I'll be damn tired of cooking. I quit cooking about 8 years ago.
Oh, she's a good cook. She's a home ec teacher, right? So she's a very good cook.
Become a vegetarian and eat raw if you want to come visit me. And it's not really for health reasons. It's just because really I'm tired of cooking. And so I quit. I can feel like when people laugh a lot and this is what's coming up, like your mom seriously does have a weakness with this. So the thought of lifting things and having to cook and, doing one more meal, it's actually coming up for her. Like it's kind of like every meal's like that. You know how before you, if you were ever in a prison and you were going to be executed, they give you your last meal. It's kind of like your mom's like, she doesn't care what the last meal is anymore.
Just eat it.
It's like she's eaten everything. She's cooked everything.
She's been done it all.
We're just going to strengthen her to, all her cooking. It's coming up that she's just like, if she didn't have to cook and she didn't have to think about cooking or cleaning up after people who cooked, that she would actually be happier. So we just strengthen her to that she could end her cooking career. If I could do it 8 years ago, she could do it now.
And her favorite pastime up, is like, reading cookbooks.
Of course. I love it. And so we just strengthen her to cooking.
There's just a bunch of
energy coming up around this. And also being, kind of like tired and sore. It's kind of like she's, kind of like irritated emotionally.
It's almost feeling like she feels cooked.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Like her goose is, it's actually coming up, her goose is cooked. But I'm not quite sure what that means, so I'm just clearing it. That's the beauty of, like, this is when we're in connection with the higher self, like, it's kind of like your mom's, like, is her higher self energy is saying to me that her goose is cooked, which kind of makes me laugh because I was called goose. When I was a little girl, my nickname was Goose. So, her and I have the same weakness around cooking. I'm just doing it sooner than her. So, I just strengthen that for all the women out there and all the men out there that still feel like they need to cook or cook things up and all that. So we're just going to clear all that energy behind her. We're going to run out of time here right away. So I just want to ask you now, when you think about your mom right now, mm-hmm. and you think about her energy, does it feel the same or different to you?
Oh, no, it's a lot lighter now.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, so what number would you put her at now?
A two?
Yeah, I was getting actually like going between 4 and 2. So we're just going to strengthen her to this. And what happened when she turned 80 and the thoughts about, you know, your dad and his ancestors and all of that. So we just strengthen her to all that information and let that go. Sharan, any last words that you want to say to
her? I feel that feels good now.
Yeah, it does. It feels so much lighter. Yeah. And so, you know, give your mom a hug from us.
Okay, I will. Thank you both.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
And yeah, I like we're getting down to the end of the show again, Sharan. And so I just really would like for you to share your contact information with people in case they didn't catch that the first go around.
It's www.charanserra.com, and they can get 4 audios there. Actually, 6 audios free. 6 emails you get with all the audios on how to express the power in your DNA.
Awesome. And, you know, you're just, did you want to mention the telesummit that you're going to be on in October?
I am. I have it here somewhere, but I have to look for it. So,
okay. That's... So, but people could go to your website and they could find information out on that.
They can do. Here it is. So it's the onlinehealthsummit.com.
Awesome. And so that'll be in October.
Yes. And,
okay. Awesome. So, you know, I just wanted to thank you for being on the show. And just to mention, I also meant to thank the fine people. I was just featured in a magazine article in a magazine from Switzerland called, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Sindrik. And that just came out this month. And so I really want to thank Mary, the editor of that magazine, for featuring me and the book in there. I wanted to make sure I mentioned that today. And thank you, Sharan, for coming on the show.
And thank you, Colette.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to connect with you.
It is.
And thank you, Brian, for the wonderful choices in music again today. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and we will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and we look forward to connecting with you then. Thank you. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmos. Joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.